Now the lighting is different. Immediately after the prayer, now we have traveled back in time. But we'll be back to the future later, okay? By the way, my name is Johnny the Shepherd. And I'm here to tell you an amazing experience that I had more than 2,000 years ago. I was among the very few people who were there to celebrate the first Christmas in history. Yes, the first Christmas ever in history. I was there. I was an witness. And this was also recorded by Nook, the doctor, who worked very closely with Paul the Apostle. If you have your Bible, you can open your Bible to Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. It will be shown on the slide as well. But if you cannot see that well, you can read from your own Bible. I would like to share with you the joy of celebrating the birth of the Savior of mankind in the first Christmas celebration today. So, put on your seatbelt and get ready. It's going to be an exciting journey for you, and I pray that God will revive you through seeing the birth of Jesus Christ again, but with a new perspective. Starts from verse 8. On the night Jesus Christ was born, my shepherd friends and I, we were keeping watch over the sheep. This was one of my friends, a shepherd friend. The weather was pretty warm. That's why it was possible for us to feed the sheep at night. If it was freezing, it would not be possible for us to do that. It was a beautiful, cloudless, peaceful night. Most people were enjoying dinner at home with their family, but not us, the poor shepherds. We had to work. Well, otherwise, how can we have food? To tell you the truth, life was not very easy for us more than 2,000 years ago as a shepherd. We were not among the respected people, like the Pharisees. They were considered very religious. And yet, because of our work, we couldn't even go to the synagogue weekly to worship God, like you, coming to church every Sunday. What a blessing. We couldn't do it because of our work. And there didn't seem to be much hope in our lives at that time. Why? Because all we had was just work, work, and work, and we didn't make much money. No hope. Just poverty. And there didn't seem to be much hope for us in the future either. Thinking about, we couldn't even go to the synagogue to worship God, to offer sacrifices for our sins. That means our future will be doomed. We'll be condemned because of our sins. See, that's why life was hard. Life was poor. Life was also lonely to the poor people. Who wants to be a friend to a poor people, to a poor person? There was not much hope. Do you sometimes feel like this too? Maybe not all the time, but sometimes you feel that I am poor. I am lonely. I am hopeless. Why? Because you are not the best student in class. You are not the best student in class. Maybe one of you here is, but not all of you. Sometimes you feel, I'm not good. I'm not good enough. Worse, your classes are very boring, okay? Most of them, you feel they are a waste of my time. Why do I have to go through school? If you're working, you'll think that job is boring. It is just a way for me to make a living, to earn the money, to buy the bread and the shelter and what I need. But to be honest, job is very boring, okay? And you messed up in your life here and there, but when you come to church, when you present yourself in public, you look, you pretend to be pretty cool. But in the inside, you feel hurt, you feel that I am nobody. Nobody probably will even shed a tear for me when I die. Have you thought about that? When you die on that day, who would cry for you? life just repeats itself day after day without any true meaning. You know what? I understand you because I was living a life as a shepherd like that. Just like that. But suddenly an angel from God appeared from nowhere. He was white as the cleanest snow and bright as the midday sun. We had never seen such glory in our life before. We felt that we were in heaven. But how could that be possible? We, the filthiest sinners, should have died immediately in the presence of such holy glory of God when the holy angels, the holy angel appeared. So immediately we fell on our knees and we were so terrified, we were so scared because we were afraid that we would die at that moment. The angel saw how scared we were and tried to calm us down by speaking in a very soft, very gentle, and heavenly voice. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. We were already so touched and so calmed by this soft, gentle, and heavenly voice and a very comforting message. What is the comforting message? What is the comforting message? That God wants all the people in the whole world to live in joy, not in fear, not in desperation. God wants us to have joy. What a great news. But how can that be possible? That's why we listen with great expectations of what the angel was going to tell us next. The angel continued, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord." Immediately, I thought about the meaning of these words. What does Savior mean? What does the town of David mean? Where that is? What does Savior mean? What does Christ the Lord mean? What does that mean to me and to you all? I didn't understand the full meaning of the message from the angel until later, the apostles of Jesus, after Jesus was crucified, resurrected, and then the Holy Spirit came to all believers of Jesus Christ to reveal to them what that meant to all mankind. Then I understood. Savior means deliverer, rescuer of mankind from their sins, punishment into hell. That's serious. That's scary. But this Savior will be born in the town of David. Where is that? Where is the town of David? Bethlehem. Why? Because King David was born in Bethlehem. That's why Bethlehem is also called the town of David. And this Savior, who is he? Who is this Savior? Christ the Lord. But what does Christ mean? You might have heard of the name of Jesus Christ, many, many times. But what does Christ mean? Do you know that? Christ is translated from the New Testament Greek word Christos, which is translated from the Old Testament Hebrew word Mashiach, which we pronounce as Messiah. So Christ is the Greek word for Messiah. But what does Messiah mean? Never ask these questions, huh? Messiah means the Anointed One. But this is not any other anointed one. This is the only anointed one by God, who is the anointed prophet, priest, and king in one person, the eternal anointed one who came here in human form in order to die for our sins, also rose from the dead so that he could take away our sin punishment. This is the Messiah. This is the Christ. This is the eternal anointed one of Jesus, of God. You know what? This is not just a human being. Because it says here, he is Christ the Lord. What does the Lord mean? You know? The Lord, Lord is translated from the New Testament Greek word, Kyrios, which is translated from the Old Testament, the Hebrew word, Yahweh, which is the name of God which God first gave to Moses. But the Jews showed such submissiveness and reverence to God that they dare not even to call God by his name. Guess what? Whenever in the Hebrew Bible the Jews see the word Yahweh, they would read Adonai. What does that mean? That means Lord, Master, because they feel that God is their master. They dare not to call God by his name. That's why whenever you see Lord in the Bible, it is referring to God's name. Out of reverence to God, we call that God, you are our Lord. So, put that together. What does Christ the Lord mean? Christ the Lord means the anointed one, the eternal anointed one by God, who is prophet, priest, king in one, who is also God, coming to this world as human, perfect, sinless, in order to die for our sins and rose from the dead. You remember John 3:16? What does it say? For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That means, whoever believes in Jesus will not be punished for their sins and go to hell, but have eternal life with God in heaven in the future. Have you believed in him? Have you believed in Jesus yet? Let me tell you, Jesus is your only hope in this sinful and hopeless world. If you have never told God that you are willing to trust Christ alone for saving you from your sin's penalty sincerely in your heart, here is the opportunity. Because that's what Christmas is about. It is about Christ, and that you can receive this most wonderful gift from God, which is Christ. And I'm going to share with you. If you really want to trust Christ, because you know in your sins there's no way out, you will be punished, there's no way for you not to sin, and yet you'll go to hell because of your sins. For that reason, Christ was born 2,000 years ago, more than 2,000 years ago. But he was not here just to be a cute baby for people to look at. But he would go through a night of suffering for us to the point of death on the cross. He didn't just die on the third day as prophesied in the Old Testament. He rose from the dead. He was resurrected by the power of God. Whoever believes in him, express that I need what Jesus Christ did for me. This is my only way to be saved. There's nothing that I can do to save myself. If you're willing to make this decision, follow me in this prayer sincere in your heart. You don't need to tell me who you are. You don't need to put up your hands. Just tell God if this is your decision. Let's pray. Dear God, I know I am a filthy sinner who deserves penalty of my sins into hell forever because I am an enemy to you when I sin, when I am greedy, when I'm jealous, when I lust, when I hate, when I don't give thanks to God, when I lie with my mouth, when I say hurtful things, when I gossip, when I cheat with my hands, when I drive by speed, I am a filthy sinner. I deserve penalty of my sins into hell. There's no way out. I cannot save myself, no matter how many things that I do on the outside that is good. Even if I sin once, God will judge me into hell. That's why I thank you, God. You sent your only Son, holy, blameless, sinless, to come to die on the cross for my sin, in my place. And he also was resurrected on the third day after he was crucified. I know he is my only way to be saved from the penalty of my sin. I'm willing to trust Christ. I need what Christ did for me on the cross. Thank you, God, on this Christmas Sunday, that I can be revealed of this most precious gift of all, your own Son, Jesus Christ, that through trusting him, I can have eternal life. My prayer is in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now we go back to time travel again. I just finished the first part of my message, but that's not it yet. Then the angel continued, "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." The angel wanted us to go and to see the newborn baby who is Christ the Lord. He gave us a unique sign to help us identify the baby. What is the unique sign? The baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great host, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to man on whom his favor rests." What an amazing view, with so many angels, holy angels, praising God at the same time. And I was there to witness this spectacular view in history. This is probably the best choir you have ever seen, you can ever see. And their voices were beautiful, their voices were heavenly. Let's try to say this together. On my left hand side, probably stronger voice because more people, that's why I asked some of you to go to the right. Let's try that three times. Left hand side, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared, praising God and saying this, "Glory to God in the highest." Left hand side, when I signal to you, left hand side, "Glory to God in the highest." Right hand side, "And honor and peace to man on whom his favor rests." Together, let's praise God like the holy angels did. Starting from my left,
Glory to God
in the highest,
and on earth peace to man on his favor rests.
This is not even close to what I saw, what I heard, but you guys are doing pretty good. You know what? Here, this message from the angel is telling us that we can have peace with God. We should be enemies of God because of our sins, and God is angry towards our sins. But because of what Jesus Christ did, he was a peace price paid for us so that we can have peace with God, because the price for our debts of sin now is paid in full by Jesus when he was crucified on the cross. We were so overwhelmed. Think about if you had seen all the holy angels singing, wouldn't you be overwhelmed and wouldn't you be stunned by that view? We were. But we were also so blessed because we were among the very few in history who could witness this. We felt we were almost in heaven. But then the angels left and went into heaven. If they had taken us with them, we would have gone. Heaven. We then started talking to one another about this unbelievable experience, and we decided to go to Bethlehem and see our Savior Christ, the Lord. So, we hurried off and arrived at Bethlehem. We went to different houses. Bethlehem is not a big city, but still a lot of houses. We were looking for that house with a baby wrapped in cloth in a manger. It took us a while, but that was worth it. Finally, we were able to see Mary, Joseph, and the lovely baby, like the one I just saw earlier before the worship service, Deacon Lillian's granddaughter. Beautiful baby. What a touching moment that we, the poor shepherds, could witness this historical moment. But looking at the baby, we felt sorry for the baby. Why? Looking at the conditions of the baby, not even a room, proper room for him to stay, not even a bed for him to sleep upon, but in a trough used to feed the animals. That's where baby Christ the Lord was sleeping in. We felt very sad for him. He is the anointed one, the prophet, the priest, the king of all. And yet being treated like this, we didn't quite understand. But then if that was not the case, if he was born in palace, how could we, the poor shepherds, be able to see him, to approach him? Now I understand. Jesus was born in such a humble condition so that we, the filthy, sinful human beings, the poor people, even they can approach him. I also felt sorry because he was born in a very tough time. What would be before him was a lifetime of suffering, poverty. People would despise him because his mom was pregnant even before she was married. It is a shame even now. Think about then, more than 2,000 years ago, in mainland China, people could be stoned to death for that. Jesus Christ experienced the living conditions of the poorest of the poor. But if he did not go through that, how could he understand the sufferings that we are going through? How could he understand us? Who else understands us? Who else understands suffering better than Jesus Christ, the Lord? So whatever you're going through, you can be sure that Christ, the Lord, understands. So come to him as we did. So we were so thankful. Even 2,000 years, more than 2,000 years later, I'm so thankful, I'm so touched. How can you not be touched? The Son of God, becoming human, go through all the sufferings that we should have gone through, even to the point of being crucified as the worst of criminals, although he's saying not. So, because we believe. We search for the baby. And finally, we were able to see the baby because we have faith. Do you have faith? The Christ was born not only to save us, the shepherds, not only you who have believed in Jesus Christ, but all who have not known Jesus Christ yet. Everywhere there are people who are lost. The world say, go here, they come here. The world say, go there, that is success, they go there. Even giving up their life for what will lead them to death. If they don't have Christ, what are they going to end up with? Not only physical death, but eternal death. Eternal fire. How can we who have experienced this love of God just keep Christ the Lord to ourselves and not share with other people? No way. That's why we spread the word. We spread the word concerning what has been told to us about this child, Christ the Lord. And all those people who heard this, they were amazed. They were amazed. Some believed, and they also went to see Christ the Lord when he was just born. Would you keep this good news to yourself alone? Would you? Don't. This is the greatest news in the whole world. Let us spread the word about the birth of Jesus Christ and that he was crucified for our sins and that he rose from the dead for us, or otherwise we are going to hell for sure. When we were visiting the newborn child, Christ the Lord and explained to Joseph and Mary what the angel told us. I saw Mary falling into a deep thought. She was thinking about something, looking at the baby. She must be thinking about what it meant for all people. Because the angel told her about that this is the Savior of mankind. She must be also thinking about what it meant for her. The mother of the newborn child, Christ the Lord, who was born to die. After sharing the good news about the newborn child, Christ the Lord, we returned to work, but we became different people. We became different people. How did we feel before? As I shared, we felt very miserable. We felt lonely. We felt a hopeless, but now we feel so blessed. We feel strengthened. We feel hopeful and joyful. We couldn't stop glorifying. We couldn't stop glorifying and praising God for all the things that we had heard and seen. How do you feel? As Christmas is coming in just a few days. When is Christmas?
Friday.
Friday is Christmas. Do you feel miserable before Christmas? Do you feel lonely? Do you feel hopeless? Because of your miserable job? Because of your poor performance in school? Because you did not get straight A's, maybe even didn't pass one class or two? Because you lack special talents, you're not like those gifted students. They can sing, they can play piano, they can dance, they can do everything, and they get straight A's. You sometimes feel, I'm so miserable because I'm not like them. Do you feel you don't have a future? Are you controlled by the sins in your life? You're struggling and you feel suffocated by the sins? If you do, think about Jesus. Because Jesus Christ the Lord was born more than 2,000 years ago because we are so miserable, because we are so lonely, because we are so hopeless in our sin and living in this sin-filled world. You know what? Jesus Christ not only was born, as of today, He already died for our sins, He rose from the dead, He was resurrected, and now He's on the right-hand side of God, praying for us. Whoever has believed in Jesus, the Holy Spirit will pour out God's love in his or her heart, so that they can experience God's perfect love every day. So when you feel miserable, when you feel lonely, when you feel hopeless, and that everyone in the world has disappointed you, maybe not now, in the future you will see that people will disappoint you, people will leave you when you need them most. In that moment, remember Jesus is always there for you. And He loves you so much and He understands you. Through prayer, tell God your feelings. Hurt in the name of Jesus. And God will share His love with you through the Holy Spirit. Not only that, you know that even today, we have the holy angels with us. You know what Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14 says? It tells us that all good angels are ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation, the believers of Jesus Christ. So angels was not just for us, the shepherds to see. Even today, although we cannot see, they are ministering to the true believers of Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? How blessed we are when we think about what we have been forgiven of, who we are now, holy people of God, who we have now, the Holy Spirit, to be our comforter, to be our counselor, to be the one who gives us the power to get rid of the sins in our lives. And even having angels, I cannot see it. If I have the eyes that God has to see, I will be seeing many angels around us while we are learning from God's word. This is real, although we cannot see it. Let us not keep such blessings to ourselves. Let's share this with the lost people. In closing, I would like to read from Romans chapter 1 verse 16. It says that, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith, from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. So let us not be ashamed of the gospel. Let's go spread it. If you really know that what a great gift you have received because you heard the gospel and you trusted Christ. Not only that, we should live by faith every day after we have received the most precious gift of eternal life with God. We are called God's holy people. We should not continue to live in sin that does not reflect who we really are. Living the holy life reflects who we really are. So, Merry Christmas to you all. And Luke 2:11. In the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Let's pray. Oh dear Heavenly Father, as we look at this passage from Luke chapter 2 verses 8 to 20, let us see anew the birth of our Savior, our Lord Christ, who has come to suffer, to die for our sins and rose from the dead. how blessed we are to have God die for us when we should have died. How blessed we are if we have believed that we have the Holy Spirit with us. How blessed we are even when we think that we are lonely, that we are miserable, that we are hopeless, that God pours out His love in our hearts through the Holy Spirit to be the comforter that no one human being can be. We even have the holy angels ministering, serving us for our eternal benefit. God, would you give us a new, refreshed, renewed, thankful heart to God every day that we are willing to live for Christ because He died for us in the new year. Would you give us the courage? Let us not be ashamed of the gospel, for we are saved because we believe through the gospel. Our prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.